Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, a lot of politicians these days reduce the gospel to a message of social change. Particularly, there's a focus on redistributing wealth and honoring the poor. Along those lines, in Matthew 5, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor." Now, what do we make of that? Was Jesus identifying ministry to the poor as being central to the gospel message?
Finish the sentence. Blessed are the poor in spirit, not the poor in money. Yeah, blessed are the poor in spirit is the issue here. And what it's talking about is salvation. The people who will be blessed, savingly blessed, blessed by having their sins forgiven, blessed by receiving eternal life, blessed by escaping judgment, blessed by entering into heaven, are those who are poor in spirit, meaning they recognize their spiritual bankruptcy. That is the whole issue. Look, Jesus comes into Judaism. What dominates Judaism? Pharisaic religion. What was at the heart of that? Salvation by works, self-righteousness. All the Pharisees said, we're the spiritually rich. You know, we're the spiritually knowledgeable. We see things clearly spiritually. And Jesus' message to them and everybody who followed them was, no, you're not. You're bankrupt. You're blind. You're oppressed. And you need to admit it. And until you recognize that you're spiritually bankrupt and you're meek and humble and lack righteousness, you'll never be blessed by coming to the only solution, salvation in Christ.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Matthew, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.